You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Flattery, copying is the best form of flattery, isn't it? Well, I'm copying you. You're the leader.
Speaking. Put the phones down.
Thank you.
And speak.
Well, where do you think it is now? It's around my neck, the microphone.
Now, we're speaking sport, Don. Don't transgress into anything else but sport, because this is our little session on sport. Now, two observations over the weekend. Three observations mine, right?
Oh, okay.
I think people have underestimated how good Collingwood's win was over having flown from the hub in Queensland over to Perth and beating the West Coast Eagles is a monumental performance, Donald. That's my opinion.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, no. But would that matter?
Okay, on Friday, Donald.
Why did you say that?
Hang on Friday... A guy named Billy from Triple M in Shepparton.
Oh, good on you, Rob.
Billy?
Yeah, so he's rung up. So he's got an interview with Sam. Doug Hawkins asked him to do it. And he's all excited. He's got his interview with Sam Newman.
This is the last time I tell you anything off air.
And anyway, so he says, because, okay, big game last night, Geelong and Port Adelaide, blah, 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 blah. And we've got the former Geelong champion on the line, Sam Newman. Sam, what a game last night. Sam said, what happened? And the guy had to restart the interview, had to fill him in and restart the interview.
He was recording the interview to be... He did this on Friday with me after Geelong had played. And he recorded it to play on Monday. And he rocket wasn't quite right. He said, right, we're recording this. Welcome back. 1-2-1-0. Welcome to Sam Newman, who's going to just chat about the great win, great game between Geelong. I said, mate, before you go any further, I said, don't ask me about the football. I didn't see it. He said, really? He said, you didn't watch Geelong and whoever they played? Who did they play?
Port Adelaide.
I said, no. He said, all right, well, we better start this again. He said, right, take two. 3-2-1. Welcome to Sam Newman now. And that's how it started. So... I don't know why that is...
The guy was gutted because he had Sam on. It was all perfect. I think you might find that it might have been the fact that you're from Geelong and Geelong had played. I have a feeling that's why he got you on.
We've got a very avid listener up there, one of those fellows that works for Triple... What is it called?
I did a very good interview with him about a whole lot of things, sure. Donald, but it wasn't...
So you didn't watch the football? Well, don't... The microphone is in the right position.
Leave it a little...
Watch the football, and the best game I have seen for a long time,
yep.
Brisbane Lions and Richmond.
Right.
I didn't turn the television off once. I watched it in its entirety.
Why was it good, Donald?
Because the Brisbane side, it was interesting from the start, and Richmond weren't turned on, I don't believe. Damien Hardwick came running across. The two teams run up for the national anthem and welcome to country. So they line up as they normally do in lines. Now, Damien Hardwick was a little bit late, ran across the ground to join. Everybody was waiting for him.
Yes.
And he was kind of smiling.
Yes.
And his team was smiling as he got there, whereas they were stone-faced on the opposition, and I thought, this is going to be a very interesting game. Oh. They were lined up, arms around each other. That's the Brisbane side. Focused on what they were doing,
yes.
And I noticed a chink. I thought that Richmond weren't on the job.
Because they're smiling.
Smiling prior to the game.
Wow, well, that's extraordinary. When would you be allowed, what would be the cut-off point to when you'd be allowed to smile on game day? Say an
hour
before?
You don't smile game day, it's a serious...
At all?
All.
So if you're playing at 8:30 that night, you couldn't smile when you get up in the morning anyone?
No.
Wow, Donald, that's...
You've got to focus on the job in hand.
What?
You focus on the job in hand, and that's reading...
And don't smile for 4 or 5, 6 hours before.
That's right.
What happens if someone says... Oh.
No, you don't associate with people. You just go into your shell, and you start psyching yourself for the effort that's required that night. And they did it, and and it was just a great
game.
What
about your teammates? Do you smile at any of them?
No.
Aha, well, this might be one of the reasons this book's out called Crimo.
Well, why are you going off onto that book when we should be talking about the excellent effort by the Brisbane Lions?
I was just as an aside saying this will probably be why some of this script in this book here, some what has been said in this book, will resonate with you, Donald, because Peter Crimmins, the late Peter Crimmins, is reported to say that you didn't get on with your teammates or you didn't speak to them.
No. Hang on. Let's guess it in context. Let's get back to the Brisbane Bears. Right. You bring that up later.
I will do that, Don.
But I believe they could, I hope they do, go on and win the grand final.
Who?
Brisbane.
Right. So
because they have got a lot of fellows that are not known to the general football public. And the there was a goal kicked by Charlie Cameron.
Was there?
Goal kicked by Charlie Cameron.
Two goals.
A goal.
Oh, one goal.
I would put it down as goal of the year. He was envisage. He's running.
He was what?
Envisage this. He was running into goal. Now, he was hard up against the point post and the line, the goal scoring line, with his right foot, which was his dominant
check
foot.
Check side punt?
Well done. Did you see it? Check side
that's
punt.
How you
in between. He was running at top speed. He actually made contact and kicked the ball between the point post and the goal post on that particular line.
Yes.
And check-sided the ball through. It was an incredible goal at top speed.
So you've not seen check-side
I've seen check-side kicks, but this one was executed at top speed, and he moved the ball at such an angle in such a short distance. It was fantastic
great skill.
Goal.
Jack Dye, the late Jack Dyer, is credited with saying when he was broadcasting with the Major, the captain and the Major. The captain and the Major on 3KZ, that Jack said, and he's on such a tight angle, he said, the ball will probably get jammed between the sticks.
Well, haven't you ever experienced that?
Getting the ball jammed between the sticks. Are we still talking about football? Okay. No, I haven't, Donald.
The other thing about Charlie Cameron, he's just not a one-way player. He is also defensive, and the number of Brisbane players are very defensive. And they've got a ruckman called Oscar McInerney, a big man who has had, well, not an illustrious pathway to playing AFL football. Started at Montrose, went to Casey, and it's taken a while to get going, but
Golden Square, he come from gives, Golden Square?
No, that's in Bendigo. He came from Montrose. But he puts himself under the ball and he really does apply himself.
Okay.
And he
keeps his eye
on the ball. There's a number of other players too that are very good. Hipworth down
very
forward.
Good. So, Donald, back to the Brisbane Lions. So, are they allowed to have any... When are they playing next? They got a week off.
No, they play...
They're allowed to have...
No, hang on, they play Port Adelaide.
Are they allowed to have any humour in their whole entire
persona?
Well,
I don't know. The humour comes after the game.
So they're allowed to smile after they've won.
Game.
And then when's
if
the,
you win.
And when's the cut... And if you don't win...
No.
A sour face for the whole week.
And the other thing, coming out of that game, watching it, because it's the first time I've watched a game in its entirety, two players... And I just wonder how fit these guys are because, just listen.
I am.
They play 16-minute quarters. Now, I saw two fellows that I question, and there's also Jake Stringer from Essendon. How fit are these boys?
Essendon are not playing, are they?
I understand, but I saw him earlier in the year, prior. I don't think he's carrying a bit of excess weight.
Jake.
Grant Birchall, who is playing, the ex-Hawthorn player, playing for Brisbane. I didn't see him get a kick, so I don't know whether they're carrying. They're trying to do a Luke Hodge with him, what they using experience. But he has got a little bit of flab around the midriff. And also Daniel Rich, although he put himself...
You're fat-shaming him.
Well, I'm questioning because how fit are these guys right now? Because they're only playing 16-minute quarters. So basically, they're pushing themselves for an hour. Now,
so
the game used to be... Let's go back, and I don't want to say the way... Used to be 25 minutes plus time on. These guys are playing 40 minutes less, maybe 40.
Only through circumstance.
50 minutes less a game.
Only through
Go on.
Only through circumstance, Don, because of the pandemic.
I understand, but
they're on 5-day breaks.
That's why they're playing. And, of course, they might be tailoring their weight. They might get away with a little excess weight, knowing they don't have to be as fit because the quarters are less.
Well, I think it's a bit of an indictment on the way they go. But Birchall didn't pick up – I didn't see him pick up a kick in general play.
So imagine if you
– I think they're carrying him. At least Rich put himself in, but –
Imagine if you're overweight and you're laughing during the week. You've got two strikes out before you even get to the game.
Well, laughing, why not?
And overweight.
Why not? Why don't you say it as it is? Did you watch the cricket? Did you watch the cricket documentary? Talking about telling it the way it is. Did you watch the cricket documentary?
It's another one I missed on. No, what happened?
Well, Langer lined Khawaja up. Now Khawaja wants positive reinforcement. Langer didn't give him positive reinforcement. And Khawaja hasn't got a contract any longer. This is when they toured, when Langer took over and they went to England in that test, the Ashes series, where Smith was the only one who really held the...
Well, Don, please, you're speaking now as though either of us or anyone listening has any idea what you're talking about. Could you just paint the picture as to what you're talking about?
I
don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it was a cricket documentary on Sunday night about...
Yes, about what?
The Australian Test team after...
after what?
Smith, Warner and Bancroft were caught tampering with the ball in South Africa.
Thank you. Now we know what you're talking about.
And Lehman, the coach, also resigned. Yes. So they had a new coach.
Right.
And they had to get a new team together with two of their three batsmen out of the side. So they were...
See, that's how you paint the picture, Don, so people know what you're talking about. I understand now. Go ahead.
No, he's been an arsehole now.
No, he's a dick.
Didn't have any...
You couldn't work by yourself because you've got to hang shit on somebody.
I did not understand what you were talking about, but now I do.
Why do you think we're here?
I know why I'm here, to have him hang shit on
Go ahead, Don.
Oh, jeez.
Go ahead, please. If you touch that microphone once more...
Well, you are complaining the fact that I don't talk to it.
That's correct.
Okay.
Do you see
we're up anyway.
Have I ever touched the microphone ever? I sit in front of it.
It's interesting, John, no matter what sport you play, you've got to have a tough attitude. We had last week Simon O'Donnellan, who talked about toughness in cricket, and I saw it with Langer asking for toughness from the players. It doesn't come out in the football sphere. We've got to kind of pamper them, don't we?
And I'm going to ask you a question about what you...
But I'm telling you, when it comes to the crunch, if you're not tough, you never are successful.
No, I'll concede that, Donald. Oh, no, I'm asking you again. So Langer...
Don't point the pen at me.
Langer said to Khawaja he wasn't happy. What was the aftermath of that, the doco getting annoyed at that I'm asking you to explain where we're talking about?
Khawaja wanted positive reinforcement. He didn't like the criticism he was getting.
I see.
Okay, so it's interesting that Khawaja now hasn't got a contract.
I see.
With Cricket Australia, and maybe it was a result of what happened in England.
Maybe he was smiling too much during the Ashes series.
But then again, I could question Langer and ask him, why do the Marsh boys get... I only know there's one Marsh still getting a go, but why do they seem to continually get a go? Isn't there a replacement for the Marsh boys?
Is there a
connection because of the Western Australian...
But getting back to your point, though, can I just draw a parallel?
See, he doesn't know what we're talking about.
That's all right, Don. This is the three of us. You two carry the conversation for a while. That'll give me a break. Go ahead.
You know, you just said... So Langer was the one that... criticised the AFL boys for having the shits about having to go into the hub.
He was.
Yeah, and Richmond in particular was the one that had a fair few issues with... Perhaps, being prima donnas. So, it's interesting that that's an interesting parallel between what you were just saying about Richmond and what you're saying now about Langer.
Yeah.
Is it or not?
What did I say about... I said nothing about Richmond. I was critical of their... Sorry, yes, I agree. I'm going back to the hub. I think, what the... I didn't talk about the hub. Yes, you're right. I think there's a degree of arrogancy in the...
Arrogancy.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they are a little arrogant.
It's not a word, Donald. Arrogance is just the word.
Jeez, it's lucky you got a retentive memory. You've got no brains, but you've got a retentive memory. There is a real difference. I think they're a little bit arrogant, complacent, and think they're a little bit better than what they are, Richmond.
Because the coach was late getting to the...
Yeah, that was one
welcome
thing.
To the...
and the smiling of... Well, I wouldn't have been smiling running across the ground if I was Hardwick.
Welcome to nation? What do you
call it? Welcome to country.
Welcome to country. So he was late getting to the welcome to country.
And the national anthem, you know.
Yeah, and they were smiling.
Yes.
Well, God, that's the end of them then.
Well, it was. They lost the game.
Yeah, of course they did. And they'll be not smiling from now on.
I hope Brisbane go on and win it. I really do like them.
Good. And could I ask you this, Donald?
Yes.
They've had every home game though, Don.
Don't start on home game. You can start about that on the MCG here for Richmond, Melbourne, anyone else. Beg your pardon?
They will have played every game at home.
Hey, listen, every team plays here at the MCG is a home game.
Hey, I'm just bringing it up.
Oh, no, trying to be smart.
That's it. Why, when he tries to be a smart
ass? I just told him he's a smart ass.
Well, you said, oh, you're just here because I take the piss out of you. What about him? Do you think it might be you that's the trouble? That we say, we look at things that you say and think, God almighty, what are you talking about?
You did arrive to play angry today, Don. You've been shitty all morning.
Now, Don, don't you smile, mate. If you smile, I'll know that you're not serious about this.
I'm still hungover.
You've been drinking?
Sleeping tablet. Try to get a good night's sleep.
Huh. Now, I want to ask you this, Donald. Steel Sidebottom said. Is it Steel Sidebottom from St Kilda?
Yes.
His wife
Collingwood.
Shh, don't. Why would you, buddy?
You are dead.
Who's he with?
Collingwood.
No, you're right.
Who's he with?
His father played for St Kilda.
Okay.
He plays for Collingwood.
Okay, so Steel by side bottom from Collingwood. His wife is with child. She's up, Don. She's pregnant.
Well, why wouldn't you just say...
Well, she's with
They're
child.
They're both expecting a child.
Yeah, well, she's expecting it.
He's keep going.
Geez, he just had 8 seconds of dizziness about 9 months ago.
Keep going.
But she is expecting a child, and he said, I think he's reported as saying, if the child looks like it's coming on grand final day, he'll be going to the birth. This is his third child. Would you, Don, here's the leading question. This is one of the if questions which I'm making up. If your wife or partner...
No, I'll preempt what you're going to say. No, I wouldn't. I've been to one birth and never again.
Okay, I'm going to ask this question.
No, I've just answered you without even you asking the question.
But Don didn't even have anything on. He didn't turn up.
I turned up to the first... It's the worst experience.
Don, this is not about the experience, about looking at the woman giving birth with her legs up in stirrup.
Oh, okay, excuse me.
This is not about the experience of looking at it.
Experiencing it.
This is about missing potentially a grand final to go and watch the birth of your third child.
It's not about watching the birth. It's about being supportive and being there, isn't it, surely?
Of course it is.
You're not going there to view it.
You're
not a supporter.
Some people like to see the prodigy or the what you have created actually come into the world.
Only you would think that. Only you
would. Plenty of people like to see that. But I take your point. It is about supporting your wife or your partner. Would you think that would override, Donald? Would that override your chance to play in a grand final? Would you say, I'm going to support my partner? She has my support
It's an individual thing, isn't it?
Oh, really?
No, of course it is. I'm just going back. Society has changed. Now, men never went to the birth of their child. Generations ago, it was solely a woman's domain. So what would you do in that situation of Steel Sidebottom?
There's a lot of horrible things that went on in
will
the past.
Will you be quiet?
There's a lot of horrible things in the
will
past.
You, who's rattled his tin? What would
Cage.
You do?
Cage.
Bucket. Well, tin pig.
Bucket.
But any bucket. What would you do? I'm putting it back on you.
The question is,
would you go to the birth of your child or would you play in a grand final?
If there was a choice between playing in a grand final or going to the birth of my child because they were two things that were going to happen at the same time, I would go to the grand final, play in the grand final.
So would I.
Because my partner would know that she would have my support anyhow.
That's right.
And... so it is irrelevant to me, because it's I can't understand why anyone would have a different opinion.
But isn't it if it's so your main source of income and this is what you aim for?
No, we wouldn't put money over the fact that we'd give our wife support. What we'd put over the fact that we'd give our wife support or our partner support is the fact that I might never have a chance to play in a grand final again. And selfish or not, I'm going to play in the grand final. Well, and I give my wife and all partner great support and will give it for the rest of her life and the kids' life, but not for the 100 minutes during the grand final.
Only when I've got nothing else on. Hey, is it that bad an experience, Don, that you let him go through it alone?
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's
what shocking. Didn't you it's like about... Well,
oh, I don't think they're enjoying it.
What?
I don't think your Dahl's enjoying it. Surely that means you've got to be there. No.
What didn't you like about it, Don?
Oh, the whole lot.
Well, just a minute. So your wife is about to give birth. Were you out in an ante room and did you hear her screaming?
You're there.
What?
You're in the room.
In the actual...
Yes.
And you didn't watch the actual...
Yes.
You watched it come out.
Yes.
Well, Don, you didn't have to do that. You could stand back and hold a hand and not look and just listen to the screaming.
Anyway, thank you. Yeah.
You could get an epidural as well as her. In fact, I reckon...
It's the worst experience. It's a shocking
experience. It's the worst experience for you.
Yeah.
The big, strong Levite. Did you smile?
No,
That's probably the trouble. Now, can you tell me this? I saw you going to say, oh, how would you know this if you didn't watch the game?
What about you? You're putting it on me, shit on me.
No, I'm not putting shit on you.
Well, you are. What about you with your boys?
Yes, what about them?
Were you there?
No. Thank you. What do you mean, thank you?
Well, you're putting it on me. Now, why weren't you at the birth?
I didn't say I wasn't at the birth.
Oh.
I thought you did.
I thought...
You said you watched it actually emerge from...
This is what you got to put
up. ..your wife's loins. You don't... Well, that's how you have birth, isn't it? I said I could go...
Were you at the birth of your sons?
No. I was standing by the phone waiting for the call. You know, said...
Taking a piss, aren't you?
They said... they said... Hello? I said, hello.
Who's that?
Look, your wife is, or your partner's given birth to a baby boy. And I said, who's speaking? No, I didn't tell the truth.
You were there?
No.
Now, where were you?
I think I was playing in one of the finals. Eh? You're
playing golf.
Playing golf. Yeah. No, I had, that's right. I was going through the sock drawer at home. Just rearranging it for when the child arrived back with its mother. No, I'm making light of it. Now, Don, I don't watch. I didn't. I saw this on a replay and I've had this. Could you tell me this? There is a... Why when the fullback... When there's a point kicked and the fullback kicks out, why can he just walk over the goal line and kick it? What is the goal square there for?
I had the same thought when I watched the Brisbane game. I thought, what is the point of the goal square?
So some people say... Some people say that, it's meant to open up the game because you can just rush out and kick the ball long or short or wherever. How about if you are meant to kick it within the goal square and you can't kick it to yourself, so therefore you can't... The first person that touches it has to be someone other than yourself. How about that as a rule?
Why confuse everything? You're just adding to the debacle that's already there. We've changed this game so much. We talked about the length of quarters before. What's wrong?
Look, don't worry. But look, Don, I don't have to look you in the eye. Keep talking. I'm looking at something else just to see. Don't worry about it.
Sam's just realised it's daylight savings. He's just looked at the clock and freaked out.
I have not looked at the clock and freaked out.
You did, you at all.
I thought because we're not speaking about who we're going to speak to next, I was wondering if we're on schedule for the time constraint.
No.
We were until you stopped us to talk about it.
You did a double take. Haven't you changed your clocks?
Don, please, man. I looked at the clock and I thought, we have got 10 minutes to wind this up before we...
This is like Sunday night when we used to do the quiz years ago. 50, you turn the clock back.
Don, I'm telling you what, mate. You can come across the table and punch me in the head if you wish. You're as dumb as dog shit. Listen to me, man. It doesn't matter what the clock on the wall says. I know I've added an hour on. I can see that it hasn't been changed for daylight saving. But we've got to speak to someone. And I was wondering how long we will do this before we have to speak to someone. That's why I was looking at the clock. And you said, why are you looking, aren't looking at me? I don't have to look at you. Don. Fair dinkum. Now, no, this is why. I know. Don't say look at the time. That's why I was looking at it. So, Don, do you know what's crept under the radar while all this has been going on? The AFL have bought out. How about this? The AFL have bought out their transgender policy on AWFL or AFWL.
AFLW.
So they are now saying that there's a test of bench press, running and strength curriculum that you have to adhere to, and then you have to have a testosterone level if you're a man wishing to pretend you're a woman and play in the AFWL, and you have to be tested because it's an unfair advantage if you don't get your testosterone level down. Tell me this. There's two biological species on this planet, men and women. Why can biological men pretend they're women and play AFWL football or any competitive sport? Why is that?
You get no argument.
It is extraordinary. If trans men wish to pretend they're women, why don't they start another competition for trans football? It is absolutely ridiculous.
Trans women can play against the men.
Yes. A woman pretending she's a man.
Pretending.
Of course they're pretending. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Why did you say that?
Just keep going.
Now, why did you say that?
Well, they're not pretending. That's what they think. That's how they feel.
Would that woman even get a game? With a man?
Men's team?
Well, that's up to her. If she was...
I understand.
That's up to... But because... This is the ridiculous analogy they make. I'll read it out. It says here...
I saw that last week. I couldn't believe it.
Transgender men... Non or non-binary people wishing to play elite men's football do not have the same requirements as the same potential as men pretending they're women because there is a physical difference in strength, but it is manipulated down to a testosterone level. It is extraordinary that is allowed to happen. If you had a daughter, a biological woman who was playing women's sport, why do you want it hijacked by people pretending they're women who are actually men? Now, it is mind-blowing. Seriously. And if you think that's transphobic, it's not. I don't care if you are a man or a woman and want to pretend you're either sex or a monkey or a dog or a camel. I don't care what you pretend you are. Go and live your life and marry who you like. I have no problem with any of that, but please don't hijack a sport that is not meant for you because you are not one of those people involved biologically. It is nonsense. And I don't care how much flack that gets. Just think about it. It is ridiculous. And you only have to have one person who transgenders into women's sport who wins a gold medal or becomes the best and fairest, and people will say, there you are. It's ridiculous because they have an unfair advantage. And I'll give the case of I think it was the Spanish basketball team who played in the disabled Olympics, and they won a gold medal, and not one of them was disabled. They fudged their way through because they just wanted the notoriety and the glory of winning a medal.
There's degrees of disability.
There is degrees of... disability.
And yes, I know exactly.
And it
what
is
you
genuine
said.
Sport, unlike Carolyn yeah. Wilson, who
but
said
you play in a wheel,
it wasn't
was
sport
because
people only go to watch them fall
well,
over.
Don't worry about Carolyn
so
Wilson.
So were they able-bodied people playing in wheelchairs?
Yeah, and yes, they play, got in a wheelchair to play.
That's technically okay, isn't it?
Well, this is what they were saying, but they said they were disabled in other ways.
Did you
so as soon as they finished, they got up and walked away after playing in the wheelchair.
That? He said, because able-bodied men got into a wheelchair. Wheelchair
tennis. Can't.
What? What are you
it's
talking?
It's a bit like wheelchair tennis. If we
Who
got
rattled his bucket?
Now, go on, we'll wait for this. Give him enough rope.
Okay, he'll hang himself.
It
keep going.
It wasn't as though they were all in wheelchairs. Some of them said they had a gimpy arm. Some of them said it might be something else. Some of them said they had partial blindness.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So hang on, let him finish. Well,
no,
so,
because I thought the point was more that you're playing in a wheelchair. And if whatever reason you're playing in a wheelchair, aren't you all the same?
What?
If you're
an able-bodied person and a disabled person are both in wheelchairs playing basketball, aren't they essentially neither can use their legs? Say, right?
Yeah.
So doesn't that make it?
To be a disadvantage to able-bodied men to play in a wheelchair against disabled people because the disabled people have been in the wheelchair most of their life.
No, it's a training issue for us. You're still playing sport, but I'm asking a question now. I'm not making a statement. You just think you have to make statements. I was asking the question, is that okay? If it's a wheelchair sport and everybody's in wheelchairs,
well,
doesn't
it
that bring
be
up
in
the
disabled,
same level?
In your argument, it shouldn't be in the disabled games then.
Oh, it should just be a wheelchair. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, then it's just a wheelchair event.
Mm. Yes. So they should have a wheelchair event.
If you're able-bodied...
Excuse me for engaging in a conversation for a minute. I thought we'd just bark at each other, just bark facts at each other.
Well, you've proved it once again that you're an ultra crepidarian.
No, I'm not. I was asking a question. I said, is it okay though when a wheelchair's involved because it brings everyone to the same level?
Yes, I agree with
that. Well, that's what the case was, wasn't it, with the Spanish basketball?
No,
game?
They weren't playing wheelchair basketball.
Well, how else did they play it?
They were playing disabled basketball. Some of them were limping. Some of them said they had bad eyesight. Some of them said they had a win.
It's in the disabled games.
Yeah.
That was where the controversy.
He's just taking a phone call. Just bear with us.
So what do we do? What do we do to fill this
Jeez, in a
little void at the moment?
Let's just slag him.
Jeez, he's a rude man, isn't he? He is unbelievably rude. But a little bit closer.
Do you reckon he looks like Melania Trump?
Because Sam. Of his facelifts. Talking about Trump. I think he looks better without his makeup. Have you seen him recently without his makeup?
No, I haven't, Don.
Well, he looks a lot better than what he does.
Is this sport?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
No, sorry. I'm glad you're back because we were starting to go somewhere else. Well, we were filling in time. We were just filling in time, but I'm glad you brought us back.
To speak about sport.
I've got plenty to speak about sport, but you won't engage. Close your mouth. You're catching flies.
So,
a little bit closer at home. Can we keep on the football theme for a moment?
Well, this is a football theme. This is the
Crimo
book.
Well, can I come back to North Melbourne?
Okay. We'll speak about Crimo in general topics then. We won't, because this is, there's a book out about Peter Crimmins. Tell you who's the publisher. I just didn't notice till I opened the, it was given to me by Magic Mike Sheehan, you know, who's coming back.
Is he coming back?
He's coming back.
When?
Oh, just as soon as he can square away with his...
Discernible break, he said.
What type of break?
A discernible break.
Discernible break.
As soon as he can square away with his...
What about his friends? Are they talking to him?
Fuck. No.
They're not.
That's as soon as he can square away with his so-called friends who said, don't come on, as soon as they drop off altogether, he'll be back. Now, we're going to wind this up now. We're going to continue this later because we have to speak to someone on the phone, and that's why I was looking at the clock in the first place. So we will revisit Crimo and North Melbourne later.
Around the streets late at night, I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again, I'm just crazy about you, babe.